for Joe's Need to Know News. This is news that you might see on the actual news. Then again, it's just things I might, I think are kind of interesting you should know about. What do you guys think about the idea in the future of it actually happening? Would you be cool with self-driving cars? Because I know they're here now, but would you be cool if one day that was just the norm? We had self-driving cars everywhere?
I don't know, because I've got some concerns.
What's your concern?
Well, I mean, I heard about this story that you're about to tell, and when I heard this, I was like, yeah, this is some crazy stuff. The cars could get a mind of their own, for one. Robots taking over, I'm not sure about that. And then two, they could, what if they wreck into people?
A self-driving Uber vehicle hit and killed a woman crossing the street in Arizona late on Sunday. The 49-year-old woman wasn't in the crosswalk at the time. The vehicle was a Volvo, and it was an autonomous mode, which means the crash happened, but there was actually a person in the vehicle behind the wheel. Police say the driver was not impaired, and according to the New York Times, this appears to be the first known death of a pedestrian struck by an autonomous vehicle on public roads. I don't know. Like,
why? If someone was behind the wheel and they could have stopped it, then I would say that they're at fault. Who cares if the car is self-driving?
But I guess, like, we don't know exactly. Like, did it just quickly, like, veer left or right?
I don't know
either way, but that's sad right there. Austin police appear to have no leads after the fourth explosion by someone they're now calling a serial bomber, but they hope the public can help out.
This is like a Criminal Minds episode straight up.
Interim Police Chief Brian Manley on Monday asked residents to hand over their home surveillance footage after Sunday night's blast. The chief explained, "We are clearly dealing with what we expect to be a serial bomber at this point." The chief confirmed that Sunday's blast involved a tripwire. That's right, a tripwire.
Yeah, this is so scary.
It's incredible. And the chief actually made a plea. He's asking for the person that's doing the bombing to do this.
We want to understand what brought you to this point, and we want to listen to you.
So, and then we want to hopefully kill you for all the things that you've done.
Yeah, that's a very smart way to approach it, because there's a reason that this person is doing this. They're obviously hurt about something, upset about something. They're trying to make a statement about something. So for the police chief to say, like, hey, let's sit down and have a conversation, tell us what it is that has upset you, that's very smart. They're making them feel heard and like they want to listen. And I feel like that's the best possible way to approach this situation.
The FBI now has 350 special agents in Austin to help with the investigation. Local and federal authorities have offered a reward now of $100,000, and the state has offered another $15,000. If you didn't hear on Friday, we talked about this yesterday too, but the University of Maryland, Baltimore County beat the University of Virginia, so it was a big upset, a 16 seed beating a number one. It's the first time ever that that had happened, and a little before the game, Little Caesars, the pizza place, tweeted that if a 16 seed beats a one seed, they'd give everyone in the country a free lunch combo.
Holy cow!
That's a personal deep dish pizza and a bottle of soda. It's like a four square pizza and a pop. So now, on April 2nd, which is a Monday, you can go to our participating, and that's probably the key word, participating. I wonder how many are going to be doing this. Little Caesars between 11:30 and 1 p.m. and get yourself a free lunch. I love Little Caesars, but I'm still hesitant because that place down the road from where I work at had the rat droppings in the pizza. Like, I don't want a free doo-doo pizza.
Ew.
So
pizza.
I'm going to go get it, but I'm going to check that whole damn thing out before I eat it. But
that's what they say, right? Pizza.
Pizza. Yes. Pizza. Alex, I know you like to take photos on Starbucks. Usually it's you kind of modeling or doing your own thing or hanging out with your girlfriends on a night out. I don't see you with too much food on your Instagram. Would you be the kind of person that would go to Starbucks for a new drink?
No, I'm not I don't ever go to Starbucks. I don't like coffee.
Well, okay, then you may not like this, but some people are. Starbucks has a new drink coming this week that is kind of in the footsteps of that unicorn frappuccino everybody was talking about last year. It looks good in pictures, but probably doesn't taste that good.
It is cute.
It's called the Crystal Ball Frappuccino. It's going to hit stores on Thursday, and it's made with turquoise peach flavor with vanilla. And then it has this kind of whipped cream, and a little bit of purple rock candy. It'll be on sale for only 4 days. So if you want to go get your Instagram photo.
Yeah. I am somebody that buys things just for the picture. I've bought like cotton candy before that I won't eat and just
like
taking a picture with it.
You did it at the fair, didn't you?
It was a fall festival.
You didn't eat that?
No. I don't like cotton
You don't
candy.
Like cotton candy?
No.
Oh my gosh. Listen, I'll go with you. Like, I'm not good at taking photos, but I'll go with you.
And you'll eat all my props.
I'll eat your food. Yeah, you want to do like, ooh, I'm going to eat a beef thing. Okay, I'll eat your beef. I'll eat your corn dog. Whatever.
Do it for the gram. Do it for the gram.
You take the photo, I'll eat the food.
Listen, my gram doesn't look the way it does for nothing.
Let's see here.
Sacrifice a lot for those likes.
Do you do anything you regret? You're like, oh, that was pretty bad.
No, nothing yet.
All right. I'm out of pain. apparently payphones still exist in the U.S. and they are being used a lot. According to the FCC, there are about 100,000 payphones still in the U.S. And the thing that gets me is this. For comparison, there were only about 2 million payphones in 99, but they're still a good business. They bring in about $286 million in revenue. That was like last year. That's a crazy amount of money right there. Do you guys ever reuse stuff? Because I feel like you don't.
Do I reuse things?
Like, would you reuse a product? Like, some things are reusable, recyclable. Like, would you use it, like, more than one time?
It depends on what it is.
All right. Well, speaking of depends, this kind of goes into that area. There is a now reusable toilet paper.
No.
Did I lose you?
Yep.
Producer MYK, would you use a reusable toilet paper?
Never.
That's disgusting.
Now, a germ expert warns against using it. The reusable toilet paper, also known as family cloth.
No thanks.
Family cloth.
All right,
hey,
no.
Mom, you know what? The poop paper, I need to borrow it.
That is absolutely vile.
I got to wipe my butt. They're saying that, yeah, you kind of do it like you wash it, you throw it in the hamper, and then it gets cleaned up.
Yeah, put your poop cloth in the hamper with my nice like sweaters and stuff. Absolutely never.
All right, Alex, I know you're waiting till you're married. I think this will be the last story today in Joe's Need to Know News, but let's say you were having sex right now, or I don't know if Liv is having sex right now, whatever. Somebody, imagine this. Most birth controls, or actually only birth controls, are for women. You can take a pill, you can shoot like a little piece of rice into your arm, you can stick something up the hoo-ha, whatever. There's all kinds of contraceptives. Of course, you know. What?
Do you talk for a living?
What?
I'm just imagining them actually shooting rice.
Your rice thing got me.
Have you not seen it?
Yes, I know what you're
talking
about.
It goes in your arm. What would you call that?
Rice?
Not rice.
It's like a piece of rice.
Okay. Just tell us the thing.
Okay. God, you guys are pessimistic.
They put chicken fried rice in your arm.
Yes, exactly.
That sounds good.
They flip it with their wrist. Would you be, they're thinking it's going to be even closer, and we've heard this before, soon a pill out for men to take birth control. Ladies, would you trust your guy to take the birth control so you don't have to?
It depends on the guy. If I was someone that was sleeping around and like hooked up with guys or whatever, and some random dude was like, oh yeah, I'm on the man pill, I wouldn't believe that for a second. But if I'm in a serious relationship and I know the person and there's trust there, I mean, potentially. But I think it's always safe if you are not, I don't know, in a committed relationship or whatever, even if you're on the pill, still making someone wear a condom and stuff, because if you're dating other people, you can still get an STD even if you're on the pill.
Let's take the STD out, because I agree. Because I mean, I'm more afraid not having a baby, but getting something that, you know, comes back every couple of months and itches and burns. But if you could actually do that, I don't know. I don't trust women to take the pill.
Women lie all the time about that too. I'm on the pill because of period cramps, and I don't take mine at the same time every day. So if I was having sex, I could technically say, I'm on the pill and show the guy my stuff, and like I could easily get pregnant.
Yeah, I don't think it's really a lying thing as like an irresponsible as hell thing. I'm irresponsible as hell. All the guys I know are irresponsible as hell. So just always wrap it.
Yeah, a guy in his early 20s telling me he's taking the pill regularly, doubt it. Guy in his 40s, I'm more apt to believe him.